Hi everyone. This week is Passion Week, as I'm sure most of us know. And as a church, we're in a sense journeying with Jesus as he goes to the cross. And we're doing that through our services and even through the memory verses this week. The theme that we'll be following is the gospel of Jesus as he goes to the cross. And so this week, the verses that we're going to cover, they are in a progression of showing our need for Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross for us. And so today, our memory verse, it's a very short one, easy one to memorize, but a really important one as well. And so our verse for today is Romans 3:23. All right, so Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Let me read it again. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I think the key word in this verse is all, right? What Paul is trying to get at is that all, as in all have sinned, all people, every single person has sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Earlier in Romans 3, Paul quotes from the Psalms and he says that none is righteous, no, not even one. There's not a single person. And the emphasis is that it's no one, right? No one is good. All people fall short. There's no one that you can point to and say he or she is perfect, or he or she follows God perfectly as the best example. Every person is deeply and profoundly sinful or flawed. And it's something we discover in ourselves, and we discover that today even. In the past year or a couple of years, there have been a lot of well-known Christian leaders and pastors who have fallen. Right? We have no perfect heroes. And at the same time, we have to recognize that we ourselves are included in this, that our goodness cannot measure up or make us righteous or good or moral or perfect enough. We all fall short. Now, why is that? Why do we all fall short? I think this is where we have to remind ourselves again of what sin is. Now, I think a little too often we think of sin as breaking rules, right? So if we break one of God's rules or laws, then we have sinned. Now, that is true, but I think it's a little incomplete because I think we too often still also tend to think of our good and our bad as like this ledger or this scale. Like, does my good outweigh my bad? And what some Christians tend to think is that, I believe in Jesus, so that's like a 10 million pound weight on the good side. So my bad side, not an issue anymore. But I think that kind of view is incomplete. I think a better way to think about sin is rebellion. Rebellion against God. Rebellion means this, right? If there's a kingdom, that's probably the better way to think of it. In a kingdom where there's a king, if people rebel, it means they're saying, we don't want you as our king, as our leader, as our Lord anymore. Rebellion means we can do better without you. When we think about this as sin, every sin we commit, it's like a declaration saying that my way is better than God's way. And I think furthermore, rebellion, it's not so much about what we do then, right? Sin's not just about what we do then. It's about the orientation of our entire hearts and our lives. It's this question, is God at the center of everything that we do? Or do we think we can do life better our own way? And the reason we have sinned and fall short of the glory of God is this, is that we, in some degree, in many or most, if not all parts of our lives, we think we know better than God. We live for our own glory. And every single one of us has done this. And this makes us deserving of judgment and wrath. Even if we think, oh, I've only sinned a little bit, or it's just like a small little rebellion. There's a good and just king, a good and just king cannot tolerate rebellion, right? If he tolerates rebellion, it undermines all of his authority if he allows a rebellion to go unpunished. And so that is why we are deserving of God's judgment then, because every single one of us has rebelled against God. in some way or another. We have declared with our lives, with our actions, with our thoughts that, God, we don't need you. I can do better my own way. That's true of every single one of us, except for one. And that, of course, is Jesus. We'll talk more about this throughout this week, so I'm not going to emphasize it too much here. But, you know, I think it's important to recognize and understand the gravity, the pervasiveness of sin in our lives as mankind, as individuals, that I sin, I rebel, I fall short of God's glory. And that means then that I need a hero. I need a savior. It means that we need Jesus. But we're starting off this Passion Week talking about sin, because I think it's important for us. We know it's important for us to recognize we have fallen short. We have rebelled against God. We're deeply in need of Jesus, of someone who can show us the way. So let's praise God for Jesus, but let's also bring our sin before him as well and recognize and maybe just say sorry. Like, sorry, God, because I think I know better than you know. Forgive me for that. Help me, Jesus, to come back to God, to recognize the glory and the greatness of who God is. We need help in this. So let's pray. Oh Lord, we recognize our sin, our rebellion against you. And we just ask that you forgive us, Lord, for all these ways that we have fallen short. And God, we think we know better than you so often in our lives. But now, today, as we go through this Passion Week, remind us of how our own way leads to death and destruction, and remind us of our need for Jesus, our need for salvation, our need for forgiveness and love. Bless us, God, this week as we journey with you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. In your name we pray.